This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, then why not give us a call? That's right, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance to get on national radio. Here's your chance to have your thoughts heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to find out more about what I do, then go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about the exploration of the universe in the future of manned exploration, the exploration of the universe. So the book is called The Future of Humanity, that is, Humanity in Outer Space. Previous books include The Future of the Mind, talking about incredible developments as we use physics, modern physics, to probe the thoughts of the living brain, telepathy, telekinesis, things that were once considered preposterous, like recording a dream, we can do in the laboratory. This sounds like magic, but no, it's nothing but modern physics, and the book is called The Future of the Mind. And in another book I've written, Physics of the Impossible, I talk about warp drive, higher dimensions, wormholes, teleportation, all the stuff you see in science fiction movies. I explain what is possible, what is plausible, and what is downright impossible with today's technology. And so, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and about 1 million people pick up my tweets every week on Twitter. Okay, well, let's just jump right into the first listener phone call.
Hi there, Michio Kaku. My name is Lance Rome, calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, this may sound elementary, but has anything changed in discovering why the sky is blue? Last I remember from, you know, school way back then is light being reflected off of water molecules or anything like that. Just wondering if anything's changed or become more clear. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
Well, actually, it was over 100 years ago that a physicist by the name of Rayleigh worked out what happens when light scatters when it hits something like water vapor or whatever. And it turns out that blue light scatters the most. Red light scatters the least. Now, when you look at the night sky and you look at the day sky, you're looking at the sun in different phases. During the day sky, for example, you look up, you're not looking at the sun at all. You're looking at scattered light that's scattered from sunlight. So light from the sun hit an air molecule or water molecule and then went to your eyeball. That's why the sky is blue. The sky sky is blue because blue scatters the most. And when you look up in the day sky, you're looking at scattered light. Now, when you look at the sunset, you're looking directly at the sun through a tremendous amount of air. And that means you're looking at red. Red light, because most of the blue has scattered away. Red light scatters the least. And so when you look at the sun at sunset, you're looking at the sun, sun's light that has pretty much already scattered away all the blues, leaving red. And the last question is, well, why is the night sky black? Believe it or not, that has something to do with the origin of the universe itself. You see, common sense says that the universe should be infinitely old with an infinite number of stars and should be uniform. Well, if that common sense idea is true, that means everywhere you look in outer space, your eyeball will zoom in on a star. Every point has a star. Therefore, the sky should be on fire. The sky should be white, not black. And your eyes should melt because of all the radiation that's pouring down into your eyeball. So why is the night sky black rather than blazing white? Well, the answer actually was first worked out by the mystery writer Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe was, in fact, an amateur cosmologist, believe it or not. He was an amateur astronomer, and he figured it out. And that is, when you look at the night sky, eventually you hit a cutoff. The night sky is a time machine. You're looking backwards in time when you look at the distant stars, and at some point there's a cutoff. There's no more light beyond that. And what is that cutoff? The Big Bang itself. So believe it or not, the reason why the night sky is black is because the universe is finite in its age. There was a beginning. And Edgar Allan Poe was the first one to write that down in print. Amazing. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Frederick Moore. Listening from KFQD, Anchorage, Alaska. I was wondering, do you support the plans for orbiting lunar outpost, or Dr. Zubrin's idea of going directly to the moon and then on to Mars? Thank you.
Actually, the question you raise goes to the very heart of NASA's policies for the exploration of the moon and Mars. There's a split. There's a split among space scientists. NASA has decided to go back to the moon to create a space station that orbits the moon just like the International Space Station orbits the Earth today. That's like a halfway house. From there, we will launch an ion rocket to Mars. So NASA envisions a two-step policy. First step is to go back to the moon, create a lunar orbiter around the moon, and from there, launch a rocket to go to Mars. Other people, as you pointed out, say, humbug, what a waste of time and resources. Why not simply jump to Mars all at once? Save money, save costs. Because, of course, the lunar orbiter will cost billions of dollars to create and maintain. This is a debate that's going on right now, and we have different plans to implement both procedures. The SLS booster rocket, which is funded by NASA directly, is basically outfitted to go to the moon. However, Elon Musk of SpaceX says, why bother with the moon? Why not jump to Mars all at once with a bigger rocket, bigger than the SLS, called the BFR? B stands for big, R stands for rocket, and F stands for your imagination. So Elon Musk says, why bother with a halfway measure? Why not jump to Mars directly? So which way are we going to go? Well, it's not clear. Both sides are presenting their case right now. At the current time, the Trump administration is leaning toward going back to the moon and then using that to piggyback way to go to Mars. However, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. That's right. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio. How often have you been listening to the radio or the internet and something pops up and you're just dying to ask a question or make a comment, but hey, you're all alone. It's just you and the computer and the radio. Well, what you can do is talk to me. That's right. Give me a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you'll be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call. Okay, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Mr. Kaku. I'm a big fan of yours, and my name is Hakran Sidhu. I'm calling from Texas, and I was just getting into your videos. I've almost finished reading of your book on parallel worlds, and I think I'm totally falling into it. I'm getting in love with everything, whatever you write, and I'm recently also taking notes and trying to understand the things or in the form of equations, anything. You know, I'm just getting into a bunch of stuff, everything with regards to theory of everything. And I think there was one quote you also mentioned in one of your YouTube videos that the theory of everything could be possibly a theory of salvation for an intelligent life to exist beyond. I think that may go into 2050 or, you know, can fulfill the purpose for 2100. So my long story short, my question is that, first of all, I would like to know about the term dimensions. I was also watching one of the YouTube video for a professor of physics named Lisa Randall, who was discussing about four dimensions. You know, we have X and Y, and, you know, forward, backward, up and down, and time, which was discovered by Albert Einstein. And so, but if I go into string theory, I do really want to understand about 11 dimensions when they mention in string theory especially. And I know that you have found the theory, and I really want to know this answer so that it can really enhance my curiosity, and, you know, it can answer my questions so that my understandability can really grow. And, you know, I'm hopefully looking forward to your answer. Thank you.
Okay, let me try to break down that question into its component parts. First of all, as you correctly mentioned, I work on the theory of everything. There's even a Hollywood movie called The Theory of Everything, which won the Oscars, about the life of Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, a colleague of mine, about string theory, which we think is the theory of everything. But you also talked about salvation, that is there a practical application of string theory? And the answer is potentially yes. The latest cosmological data indicates that the universe will die in ice, not in fire, but in ice. The universe is going to expand to the point where it's going to get really cold trillions of years from now, and the stars will blink out. The universe will consist of a mist of black holes, dead neutron stars, and radiation, and it's going to get awfully cold. And some people think that, well, when we hit the big freeze, that is the end of everything. That's right, the end of everything. However, there's an escape valve. And that is, why not leave the universe? If the universe gets so cold that we're all going to freeze to death, then why bother to wake up tomorrow morning knowing that it's all for naught? No matter what we do, we're going to face the death of the universe. But you see, trillions of years from now, we'll have technology trillions of years more advanced than what we have today. And that leaves a possibility of creating a wormhole through hyperspace to go to another universe, which is warmer, and perhaps mess up that universe as well. You also mentioned that, yes, these universes exist in other dimensions. So let me explain that. Well, when children go to the science museum, you can often hear mommy and daddy talk about the expanding universe. But then the children say, but mommy, daddy, what is the universe expanding into? If the universe is everything, how can you expand into something beyond everything? Well, think of a bubble. We think our universe is a three-dimensional bubble, but it's floating in a much larger arena, and that arena is hyperspace, another dimension. So we're like ants. Ants walking on a balloon. The balloon is very big, and the balloon is expanding. And so the ants think that the balloon is flat. Actually, it's curved. It's curved in a dimension that the ants cannot visualize, hyperspace, the third dimension. Well, we physicists think, though we cannot yet prove, that our universe is 11-dimensional. Why 11? Because in 11 dimension, all the mathematical inconsistencies of the quantum theory disappear. That is, the quantum theory selects its own dimensionality. Usually when you create a scientific theory like Newton's laws of motion, you can formulate Newton's laws of motion in any dimension you want. 3, 4, 5, doesn't care. However, string theory says that only in 11 dimensions do all the singularities, anomalies, and all the things that kill you disappear. And that's why we think that the universe originally started in 11 dimensions. So think of a bubble bath. Our universe being a bubble, floating in a much larger universe, this bubble bath of 11-dimensional hyperspace. Now, of course, you need more information than this. Well, go to my book. I have a book called Hyperspace and also Parallel Worlds, two books in which I try to explain what the hell is hyperspace and what does it mean if one day our salvation may be to leave our universe and go into another dimension. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello, this is Ray, and I was wondering about in the quantum domain, K-Talk Radio, Salt Lake, Utah, and about quantum domain, I was wondering what this non-locality means, and also what Einstein called spooky physics. That if one, it's hard to measure it because the observer changed the measurement. Thank you.
Well, gee, we have quite a few questions about the quantum realm. First of all, the quantum realm is the atomic realm, the realm inside the atom, and that's what I do for a living. I'm a quantum physicist. I publish papers on the quantum theory. And in the quantum theory, we have bizarre phenomena that even puzzled Einstein. Einstein was puzzled by the fact that the quantum theory is very successful, giving us transistors and lasers and all sorts of wondrous technology that you find in your living room. But quantum theory is a bizarre theory. First of all, most theories are local. That is, if you kick a ball, the ball moves away from your foot. That's locality, that things push against adjacent objects that are right next to you. One ball kicks against another ball, kicks against another ball locally. However, things can be non-local. Non-local is what you have when you kick a football here, and then another football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves all by itself. Now, of course, you may say to yourself, that's ridiculous. Obviously, the universe is local. You kick a ball, and the ball moves. You don't kick a ball, and something on the other side of the earth moves. That would be non-local. But you see, the universe really is non-local. And this is something that puzzled Einstein, and he created an experiment to demolish the quantum theory. It's called the EPR experiment. You can Google it, EPR experiment. And that is, let's say you have a flashlight that emits two photons in opposite directions. Okay? One flashlight that emits photons in opposite directions. And photons, particles of light, have a spin associated with them, spin up or spin down, let's say. If one light beam has spin up, then the other necessarily has spin down because of what is called conservation of spin, conservation of angular momentum. So Einstein said, aha, if you measure the spin of one photon and it's spin up, then how do you know the spin of the other photon? It must be spin down. Common sense. The two must cancel. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and I'll say a few things about non-locality, which is enough to blow your mind. After all, it blew Einstein's mind. So we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and ask that question, and perhaps you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The president has decided not to name GOP Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to replace Dan Coats as director of national intelligence. Trump tells reporters he wants to spare Ratcliffe a nasty confirmation battle.
I was reading the press, and I could see that the press was treating him, I thought, very unfairly. He's an outstanding man.
Critics of the nomination have pointed to Ratcliffe's lack of experience in national security. China is threatening retaliation if President Trump goes ahead with a planned tariff hike on Chinese goods. Moody's Analytics economist Mark Zandi says he doesn't see how this will force China to renegotiate on tariffs.
Trade wars do damage. I don't think it's going to end up in a place where China is going to agree to anything that of a substance. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, they may agree to some kind of face-saving arrangement just to get rid of this thing, and the president may do that because he has an election coming, but I don't think this is going to result in a substantive agreement with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us. Call the number 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Make that question that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table with your kids tonight, and they ask you a homework problem about science that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135 and put your children on the phone and have them ask that homework question that has puzzled you and the entire family. And so once again, you can be part of Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question about locality and non-locality. First of all, our common sense idea is that the world is local. You kick a football and the football moves right next to your foot. Things move because they're touched by something adjacent to it, right next door to it. However, things would be non-local if you could kick a football here and a football on the other side of the earth suddenly moves. Well, Einstein said that's preposterous. No one's ever seen that. Things are always local. You kick a football, the football moves. Not an object on the other side of the earth. But you see, Einstein was wrong on this question. We measured this in the laboratory. I have two particles of light, two photons that fly out in opposite directions. One photon is spin up. As soon as you measure it, you know that the other photon is spin down. Now, how fast did that information travel from one photon to the other? Well, it was instantaneous. If one photon is spin up, then instantly, you know, faster than the speed of light, then the other photon is spin down. But Einstein thought, aha, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. Obviously, the quantum theory is wrong. Well, we've done the experiment. Sorry about that, Albert. We have done the experiment, and Einstein was wrong on this question. Some form of information traveled faster than light from one point to another. Amazing. Now, to be fair, we should point out that Einstein does have the last laugh. It turns out that the information that traveled instantaneously is random information. It's unusable. So, in other words, yes, Einstein was partly wrong. Things can go infinitely fast, but the things that go infinitely fast are useless. That is, they have no net usable information. You cannot send Morse code this way. So for you Trekkies out there who think that you can talk to the Federation headquarters faster than the speed of light by going through subspace communicators, that's how Captain Kirk talks to Starfleet Command. Well, sorry about that. You cannot send messages instantly fast using non-locality. Sorry about that to all you Trekkies out there. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Brandon from Manhattan, and I also sent you at least. I have a theory about quantum entanglement communication. The way I think it would work is if you put to a keyboard and quantumly entangled particles.
So the quantum realm really is bizarre. It violates common sense. It has only one thing going for it. It is obviously correct. Transistors, lasers, everything in your living room, all the electronics depend on the quantum theory. So sorry about that. The quantum theory violates common sense. In some sense, electrons can be two places at the same time. But hey, that's the way the universe is. Sorry about that. The universe, in some sense, does not care about your common sense. Common sense only takes us so far. So, let's take a short commercial break, and you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment about science. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. And on Twitter, we have about a million people that pick up my Twitter feeds. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, then why not go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And once again, call 612-564-8135. Ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I listen to you. I have a question about Wi-Fi. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you think the Wi-Fi signals are for our brains? All right, thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, you ask a health question, and that is, Wi-Fi, is it bad for our brain? Well, some people think that with all this radiation, these microwave towers going up, with this instantaneous communication, there's a price we pay, and that is we are being irradiated, and some people think that perhaps it's affecting our brain and things like that. Well, let's break it down as to what radiation does to the human body. There are two kinds of radiation. Ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. Ionizing radiation is radiation that is, let's say, beyond ultraviolet radiation. Ultraviolet radiation gives you sunburns. Beyond that are X-rays, which can give you cancer. And beyond that is gamma rays, which you find in hydrogen bombs and in the sun. So that's ionizing radiation, radiation that's quite energetic and rips atoms apart, creating ions. These ions, in turn, can create cancer and all sorts of injuries. On the other side, we have, on the electromagnetic scale, non-ionizing radiation. Below red, we have infrared or heat radiation. Below that, we have radio, microwaves, television. They are non-ionizing. So when you read the textbooks say
Don't worry, nothing to worry about, because you cannot rip the atom apart with weak non-ionizing radiation like microwaves and radar. However, people have done studies, epidemiological studies done in Sweden, for example, at the Karolinska Institute, that tried to measure exactly what does a non-ionizing radiation do to the human body. They went to power lines that carry much more radiation than you're going to find in your house. And they calculated the number of lesions that children have as you go farther and farther away from the power lines. They found a correlation, a very weak correlation. They found a slight higher incidence of these lesions as you move closer to the power lines. Now, we're not talking about a cell phone. We're talking about practically living right next to a high voltage power line. But yeah, they found a small effect. Leukemia rates, cancer rates slightly went up. Again, not enough to create a panic. And we're talking about large amounts of microwave radiation, not small amounts. However, there was one story that we think is fake news. One story that went out on the wire services that one person got brain cancer, and the brain cancer was right next to his right ear where he listens to the cell phone, and the tumor was in the shape of a cell phone. Well, I have tried to find verifications of that story. Apparently, it is fake news. So, what do you do? Well, personally, I think that there's no manifest danger, but if you want to be cautious, you should stay away from high voltage lines, stay away from power lines where you can measure the amount of radiation. It's called a Gauss meter. Gauss meters are available at different scientific supply companies, and you can actually measure the amount of microwave radiation in your home. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Lance Rome calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was just wondering, why do we have mountains on Earth? I would think that after so many years of going through space, you know, maybe that mountains would wear down into a perfect sphere, like a rock in a river, smooth out. Is it possible that mountains are from meteors that crashed into Earth long ago and never flattened out throughout time? I'd like to hear your answer. Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question as to why we have mountains. However, let's take a short commercial break first. And then after the break, we're going to talk about mountains, where they come from, how high is Mount Everest, and why is Mount Everest as high as it is. Okay, you are listening to Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on national radio, why don't you give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question. Why do we have mountains? I mean, after all, the Earth is very old, and mountains wear down with time because of erosion. And so the Earth should be perfectly smooth, and yet we have the Rocky Mountains. We have all sorts of mountains in the Himalayas. And the question is, why? Well, that's because the Earth is still hot in the inside. That causes churning of the interior of the Earth, which causes continental drift when plates bump up against each other. For example, why do we have the Himalayan Mountains? The Himalayan Mountains are there because the subcontinent of India plowed into China, and the buckling of that collision created the Himalayan Mountains. That's right. So we're talking about continental drift. We're talking about the fact that the inside of the Earth is churning because it's hot. Now, the next question is, well, why is it hot? It's hot because it is radioactive. It turns out that 100 years ago, there was a debate between physicists and biologists and geologists. The biologists and the geologists said that the Earth must be billions of years old to create life and to create mountains and rivers and all the terrain that we see on the Earth. The physicists said, bah, humbug. You can calculate that a hot Earth would cool off in a few million years, and therefore the inside of the Earth should be frozen solid rock, not molten. And therefore the question is, how old is the Earth anyway? Well, what solved the debate is Madame Curie. Madame Curie discovered radium, radiation, and radiation gives you hot materials. So the center of the Earth is hot because the center of the Earth has uranium, thorium, radium, and it is hot because radioactive materials have a half-life measured in billions of years. It takes billions of years for a radioactive substance like uranium or thorium to gradually cool down, and that's why the center of the Earth is hot, and the churning effect causes continental drift, which in turn drives much of our mountain ranges. So why do we have mountains? Because the Earth is radioactive in the inside. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Horsey from Fairbanks, Alaska, listening on 970 KFBX. My question is, you know, so I'm going to college right now, and I've always been interested in physics, and I find that I'm interested in geology as well. So I'm looking at pursuing a degree in geophysics. But, you know, I'm in intermediate algebra right now. I've got an A in it, but I really don't understand it. I mean, I understand it enough to take the test and to pass the test. My question to you is, you know, I've got to go up to differential equations and linear algebra, not to mention, you know, calculus 1, 2, and 3. And is it possible for just someone of average intelligence to learn and to apply themselves and to make it all the way through from intermediate algebra, you know, through differential equations and linear algebra, and just pursue physics and geology and geophysics? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot by taking something that's just out of my league. But I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. I don't know. What do you think? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I like to tell people that the universe is glorious, splendorous, and it excites people's imagination to contemplate the universe and the laws of science. But in order to understand the universe, you have to speak its language. And the language of the universe is mathematics, specifically calculus. And if you want to do physics, let's face it, you're going to have to do calculus. Now, of course, no one is saying you have to use advanced calculus. That's what I do, because I work in string theory. I work in Einstein's theory. And for that, you do have to do not just differential equations. You have to have tensor calculus. Tensor calculus in 11-dimensional hyperspace, and that requires about 6 years of calculus. So we're not talking about ordinary differential equations, but for you as a geophysicist, or you as just a beginning physicist, yes, you have to learn differential equations. That's the language of nature. Sorry about that. If you are a French major and you want to know about French culture, sooner or later, you're going to have to learn the French language and how to conjugate all the French verbs. Sorry about that. You got to pay your dues. And let me also say that, unfortunately, that's why a lot of people drop out. We are born scientists. We're born to understand, to wonder about what makes the stars shine and why does the sun come out. We're born scientists until we hit junior high school. And then we start to lose young scientists left and right because science is made boring. And of course, there's arithmetic that we have to master. There's dues that we have to pay. Sorry about that. So I would recommend that, yes, you have to sit down, buckle down, learn differential equations, but you're not going to have to learn the advanced calculus required for string theory. That you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about differential topology in 11 dimensions. 3 dimensions is fine if you want to become a geophysicist. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time on Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week on Science Fantastic as we discover the world of science. And give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And go to my website, mkaku.org, or go to my Twitter account at Michio Kaku, and be one of the 1 million people that get my Twitter feeds. Once again, this is Professor Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.